Hi, I'm Rhys Dunn.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Off Topic.
For rights reasons, the music played during the show has been edited out. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Off Topic with me, Rhys Dunn.
Me, Gareth.
And me, Rhodes. Will. Me, Will.
No Harry this week.
No, again, no Harry. He wasn't on this morning either.
Harry has been plagued with a terrible illness.
Diabetes.
Yes, it's diabetes.
I hate diabetes.
To be honest, he had blue lips today. I saw him today and I was like... You look really bad. Mm. Like
he always looks really bad, though. In fairness, in fairness to him, he's always ill. But he always comes in. So
do you think
is
he's
really
always
bad.
Ill?
Thing is, when he's ill, he still comes in no matter what's going on. But he's actually cancelled for the first time.
Complains about it.
Oh yeah, he complains. But this is like he's not in.
He's not here. And you know what? Me and Harry are the only people who've been on every single show. Of this and film talk.
That is a good point, yeah.
So now I am the sole person who's been on everything.
Until we kill you all.
But then again, you say that, but we've had to cancel shows because you haven't been bothered.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you haven't been on every show because there was a show that we just didn't do.
That is very, very true.
Yeah, but technically none of us were on that show, though.
Exactly, so we've all got, like, a bad strike against us.
Yeah, but on the shows we've done, then, I've been on every single show.
Yeah, that is a fair point, yeah.
I was here since the beginning. But the first ever episode, it was just me and Harry. It was me, Harry, and Adam.
That's very true, wasn't it?
And then you came along for one episode.
No, just... I didn't stop coming.
You were like a guest. I think when
picked me up one day and was like, yeah, you're doing radio. I was like, cool, sure. And now I haven't left.
To be honest, everyone who he's done that to and just said, you're doing radio now, everyone enjoys it enough that they all seem to stay. I think radio's got a charm to it that people see.
It has, yeah.
It makes you feel important.
It does.
Even though
hearing your own voice.
Listens.
Hearing your own voice and chatting.
Yeah, nobody listens at all.
Thing is, you're just talking. That's it. Just
having a chat about some really serious stuff.
But it's what we do best.
Drinking some fine wine, talking about some real serious stuff, you know?
Yeah, we've actually got a log fire.
Yep, we've got a log fire.
The warm red light, the live sign. It's nice doing it in the dark though, with that light.
Yeah, we're doing it in the dark.
Well, the darkish.
But it's like,
do you want to close those blinds?
Do you want to close those blinds? I mean, yeah, I'll close them during the break.
We're still gonna get a lot of light through the window
from the door.
Not really good soundproof.
To be honest, we usually do it at about 4 o'clock when it's genuinely dark.
Yeah.
But it's going to be light because we're doing it in the daytime. Because, you know, why not?
Why not, eh?
I've got a busy day anyway. I don't know about you.
No, I've got quite a busy day.
I'm writing a 1,500-word essay.
Have you still not done any of it?
I did one and then it's bad. So I'm doing it again.
What did you do the first one on?
The social network.
What are you doing the second one on?
Deadpool. Deadpool's easy.
That's what I mean. It's the difference between a good film and a good film to write about.
Yeah. Social network, true, yeah. I was like talking out of my buttock. Whereas Deadpool's
we said the F word last
episode.
Oh,
yeah,
we're not going to do that because.
No, that was a one off.
Yeah, it was a one off special.
Fuck it episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I should not have said that.
It was in context, remember?
Yeah, that was just caught in it. It's like you can say everything lessons. In context, am I right?
That was a PG-13.
If we keep it at that.
Yeah.
We're not changing that. We're not making it anything else. We're not making it a U or
anything. I mean, we could make it a U if you wanted. All we
need to do is add
some education.
An 18R.
An 18R. 18R. No, do you mean an R18?
That's the one.
We've got some interesting topics being talked about so far.
Yeah.
So what's the agenda for this week's show?
The agenda for this week's show? Well, why don't we have some music and then during the music... We'll talk about the agenda.
We'll think about what we're doing.
I will, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what happens when you type in If I Believe You by the 1975.
That was a live feed from the stage at Glastonbury.
It was, yeah, that was live.
It
was a live cover.
That was a pretty terrible cover.
Yeah, of their own song. And to be honest, if I'd had more time, but we were sort of rushed with this one, and I left my hard drive at home, which didn't help.
Yeah, this has not gone that well. Always, really,
no,
has
not really. This is what happens when Harry's not here.
It all goes to pot, really, doesn't it, when Reese takes over?
You've took over, funnily enough.
I have actually taken over.
This is your
control.
First takeover
session.
No,
it's not. I did one this morning. I was on
tech
this morning.
I mean, off-topic.
This is my first ever off-topic.
This is Will's Tuesday takeover.
I'd just like to say, I'm not the one doing the music. This is Reese's terrible choice.
Well, technically,
so hopefully...
It's Wednesday today.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's Wednesday.
We're not doing this.
Back
if we're going to...
with the expertise.
I didn't mean to do
if
it.
If we're going
to
do this... Next week, we need all the explicit
ever.
Songs.
Yeah.
We're just going to have an explicit
episode. No, we actually should. Yeah.
Just see how we go. Let's go R18. Let's call it R18. Yeah. See if we can make it R18. We'll just do... straight up like heroin on the show.
Yeah, all
we'll
right.
Tell people how to do it.
Get Ollie Stokes on it, yeah.
Get...
Alright, let's do some MDMA.
Right, so are we going to go for Gareth's top five, by the way?
By the way, right, you're going to have to turn this volume right up for this one, because this is a really, really, like, I had no time to make this at all.
Yeah, it's so... 2 seconds long.
Yeah, right, turn it all the way up first. No, see, I said this, like, see, you didn't do it in time.
Oh.
So you're gonna have to, this is what you're going to have to do now. This is what's called the harsh reality of being an audio engineer.
This is not going well.
Right, so this is what you're going to do. No, because now it's going to start from the beginning again.
Oh, well, that's...
That's what you need to do, right?
No.
Double-click on all
fine.
The ones at the top.
I'll
I know what I'm doing.
The listeners while you...
All right.
Are we ready?
No. Put a pause in, because it'll go Gareth's top five, and it'll go straight
to
the
really good last okay. Night.
See, this is what happens when we let Will...
It's not when. What happens when you get me to
right,
do
is
it?
The volume up?
Are you
for
ready?
It?
It's up.
Right,
we might
stay
get
quiet because it's. I don't think it's going to be quite quiet. You ready?
You ready?
It's time for Gareth's top five.
There you go.
Wow, that was.
That was
in
really,
no way.
Really
that
bad.
Was
terrible.
Samantha.
Was not worth the wait.
Samantha, our lovely audio guest, who's in the studio with us.
She's Indonesian.
She's Indonesian.
She is.
She's from Jakarta.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway.
Gareth's top five.
Gareth's top five.
If I remember, Gareth said to me, Gareth was going to do top five African-American actors this week.
I don't know.
No, here we go. Yeah, that's a good show.
Top five African-American actors.
I remember him.
And he said it was quite a controversial
that, yeah.
pick because of the whole Moonlight thing.
Yeah.
And the difficulty pronouncing some of the
more
esteemed actors' names.
Jamie Foxx is up
there.
He's
number five, is he?
Yeah, he can be if you want.
Okay, so what are you rating him out of?
Not in any particular order, because that might be racist.
I'm sorry,
Jamie
but...
Foxx is...
in your top five?
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
How are you rating him?
Djanga.
And how are you rating him?
Oh, God.
No, you've got to rate him.
All right. Prepare for it.
Yeah.
He's 4.5... I don't want to reckon
very careful.
It's in context to the film Django Unchained.
Oh,
okay.
Careful.
No, let's go for it.
4.5 freed slaves out of 5.
Okay. That's...
It happens at the start of the film.
Right, we'll
film.
Go with that. We'll
that's not that bad,
right,
is
next,
it?
Please don't bring slaves up.
Oh, my
number
God.
Number 4. Will Smith.
Yep. He's your number 4.
Hey, I can't think of that many actors right now.
Well, I mean, I thought you said that this was a very...
close
topic.
You let me do
heart.
This, Gareth. So.
Will Smith is good. Yeah, I like him in the film in I Am Legend. He's good.
I like him in
iRobot.
Yeah,
iRobot's a good film. Yeah.
Hey,
you know what?
4.5 iRobot.
Babies have
10.
Dreams. Even dogs have dreams, but robots don't have dreams.
I'd rate him 4.7.
Robots. Eyes.
Dead zombie scientists.
Nice.
That's
a good one.
Because of
I usually do it out of 10, but for some reason I'm doing it out of 5 today.
Just double it. So
go
that
for
would actually
it,
be.
Right, that would, right, so the first one
9.8.
The first one would be 8.
Great math there. That
freed slaves out of 10. And that last one is. I don't remember what I said.
You said 4.75.
Right.
And...
That's maths I can't do.
Oh,
right, the
God,
first
one's
9.
10.
The first, one's
the first
9.
One was 9, and that's number 5.
All right, the first one's 7. The second one's 8.
You're so not prepared.
And number 3 is Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Fences.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah.
For, Flight.
He's in
Flight.
He's in
Flight
it.
Is a very good film.
Yeah,
good
that's
film.
A good
still
film.
Still haven't seen Sully yet, but Sully
that's
just
not
seems
the
like
same film.
Tom Hanks' version of Flight.
I'd give him 9.5 drunk pilots out of 10.
See, when you said Sully is a Tom Hanks' version of Flight, I imagine Sully would be a Clint Eastwood version of Captain Phillips.
Oh, no.
Coming up next, oh, it's African American, isn't it? Damn it.
Yeah.
African American.
Come on.
There's a lot of African Americans.
There are a lot,
about,
and you've,
you know.
You've missed out quite a lot.
You put me on the spot, all right?
Yeah.
I can
did.
Think of. What about Morgan Freeman? Where's he?
You see. Yeah, all right. thanks for the help.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
No.
He's in
two.
Second.
What about Forrest Whitaker?
No.
He's not.
Samuel Jackson is in second.
Forrest Whitaker isn't as good of an actor. He's got a few
a
good roles.
Good
I'd give Samuel Jackson 9.7 out of 10. Nice. 9.7 eye patches out of 10.
Eye patches?
Yeah, because he plays
Nick Fury.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say something like 9.7 Royales with cheese.
All right, that's better. Yeah, I'll go with that. 9.7 Royales with
that's
cheese. And then it's Morgan Freeman. That's 10 out of 10.
That wasn't a very good top
five. It was
five,
the
really.
Worst top five ever, and it's your fault.
What about... Okay,
you
so
said to
let's...
me, tell me a
yeah,
random...
Yeah, but you didn't have to make me
yeah, so,
do
okay.
that.
I mean, it's. I think we should give him another top five to do.
Go on,
don't
then.
You?
Right, straight away.
Yeah, go on.
All right, top five...
Female actresses.
No, that's too. That's
African American female actresses.
Top five. don't get in that. Top five songs by 10cc.
I'm not in love.
You're not allowed to have I'm not in love.
I don't know. But you know that's what I'd the... give? You know what I'd give I'm not in love out of 10? I'd what? Give it 10cc's out of 10.
Oh, no! You, that's it. That's great. You win it back. That's...
Thank you.
That's
you
good.
Know what?
Yeah.
I'm seeing that. When we laughed there, that so peaked.
Did it peak?
Like a double,
that
it did
peak,
two peaks.
That.
I love a good peak.
Isn't that what the cool kids are saying?
Favorite
now? That's
kind
so
of peak.
Peak. No, it's shook.
Yeah.
You're it's thinking so of shook.
Pen. The shook peak.
You know when they say that's so shook.
Oh, I love that, to shook
that's
a good
so
peak.
Dumb lit. That was dumb lit.
That was what?
Dumb lit. Dumb lit.
Dumb lit.
Say, right? I haven't heard dumb lit, I'll give you.
Wow. This is.
Dumb lit.
Right, let's do top five sayings out of 10. What?
Top 5 sayings
out
of
10. All right,
Bree, swish your top 5.
We're not up to mine yet, man. Right. We're timetabled
right.
in on the show.
Give me another top 5 and I'll do it then.
All right. Top 5
sayings.
Is this
all our
show
is?
No.
Top 5 memes. Oh, speaking
no.
of memes.
No.
You know the Cash Me Outside, How About That girl?
No. 40 grand, didn't she?
What?
40 grand.
What?
40 grand what?
Oh, do you not hear? I thought that's what you were going to say.
What?
She got paid $40,000 to make an appearance.
Who?
Really?
Who is she?
Cashmere Sad,
how about that?
Who's that?
You know Dr. Phil?
No.
It's like Jeremy
Racist.
Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes on and the mum's like, she's a terrible daughter and she ruins everything. And then the audience start laughing at her and she goes, y'all these hoes in the audience laughing. And then they start laughing again and she goes, cash me outside, how about that? And Dr. Phil's like, what? And she's like, cash me outside, how about that? I'm sure they can bring cameras outside. And the mom's like, she wants to fight you all. And that became a meme.
Wow.
So then what happened was, is then she like sort of got meme famous. Like, you know where it's not really famous.
Yeah.
So she's been on all these talk shows and stuff. But yeah, she got paid. But what I was going to say is...
40 grand.
She has an Instagram account. And about 2 days ago, it was hacked. And whoever hacked it put this weird video up of, like, a red screen, and then it says, like, something is going to happen. We are the new cause. You all celebrated this girl disrespecting her mother. She is a false idol. And it was proper, like V for Vendetta-esque stuff.
Stuff like that creeps me out.
Yeah, no, wait. See if I can find it.
But like... What does that even mean? No. Something's going to happen.
I know.
No idea.
But then they made another video as well, and it was like, on Wednesday, the leaks will begin.
Ooh. Oh, the CIA leaks.
Well, I don't know whether it was
WikiLeaks,
that.
WikiLeaks CIA leaks.
Oh, that started yesterday.
Yeah.
I know that's what I mean. And that, like, technically, America's yesterday was Tuesday. still. Like, it's still Tuesday there now.
Yeah.
So tomorrow will be there Thursday.
It's definitely not Tuesday in America now.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's some parts.
They're only like
it's
six
quarter
or seven,
past two on Wednesday.
Like 8 hours
evening.
Behind. Oh.
They can be like 12 hours behind. They,
no, they're not as far as 12. No. I think the furthest.
It's like 7 or 8.
No, 10, I think, is the farthest.
I don't think so.
I think it's I that's at so. The absolute far end. It's
honestly, well,
even 10
I
hours.
By
the way, it was
six,
a bit.
4 o'clock in the morning. If it was 12 hours, it's still 2 o'clock in the
but,
morning.
Right, right. Okay, wait. So here's one of the videos where. So I'll play this through the mic so everyone can, all of our avid listeners. So this is the first video. This is on her Instagram account, right? I hope this loads.
This is the modern day celebrity. This country glorifies and makes famous a young girl for being disrespectful to her mother. She is no role model. She is no idol. She is no god. Pay close attention to what happens next.
That's what they put on?
Very creepy.
And that's like on her, like one that's just, it's just like her selfies and stuff. And then that went on, and then this is the second one. So this came straight after.
Citizens of the world. Too long we have stood by idly and observed. It is time we take matters into our own hands. The time for change is now. The leagues begin Wednesday.
Look how weird.
That's
So there's no update since then.
Oh wait, there's another one.
Oh, there's another one. Ooh.
This is since. By the way, I just need to say the visuals are just like a red screen, and it says face, but this one has an upside down American flag. So
controversy.
Oh, it's like a timer, like counting down. It says 18:59. It's like 53 seconds. And
53 seconds.
I'm guessing it's just like
it's gonna be this for a minute, isn't it?
It must just be that, but yeah.
Well, we should find out.
Yeah,
watch it without the sound.
Yeah.
No, I don't know how long it's good. I think this is just a general countdown.
Just talk over it then.
It's just. I don't understand what's going on.
It's so creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
but
a
what's
bit,
weird is
it's the
fact that.
It's
the
sort of thing you see in TV where they're just like.
Mr. Robot.
It, yeah, exactly. Where they take over like an entire
it's
TV
really just,
studio
like,
and it comes over.
Yeah.
But like.
All the crackling and stuff.
It made me think of what. I'm sure there's a film where this happens.
Yeah, there's hundreds of films.
Google it and see whether there's any like update. Like,
but then right. So oh wait. So oh yeah. So look. So since I last checked, I mean, last time I checked into this, there was just like two videos. Now there's three videos and there's two pictures.
And oh, is it a leak?
What?
Is it a leaked image?
I don't know. I'm gonna just let me have a look. I'm just gonna root in this a bit. But it's freaky, isn't it? I mean,
it is weird.
Especially to say she's just like a meme.
Has anyone like claimed?
They
like,
think she was hacked by the Illuminati, apparently.
The Illuminati. Not Anonymous, who are, you know, the hacktivist group, no. Illuminati, the thing. That is the Illuminati is a meme.
The Illuminati is a thing.
It's just a meme
don't
now.
Don't say that or off-topic will get hacked.
Oh, hack me,
I bitch. Don't say that.
Don't say
Illuminati,
that.
Illuminati, I respect you. Please don't hack Will.
So
just
says,
do it.
No, don't.
Hack me.
Don't.
I really don't care. I have nothing
Will,
to lose.
Will.
What are you going to take out my bank? £1.36? Do it. I have more in my wallet
than I have
in my bank. Yeah, we don't care
about the makeover. We care about what's happened.
I want to find out what her Instagram is and just look that up, because that would be the easiest option. Like, I'm looking through news sources here.
This has become, with the darkness of the room and the red light, this has become like a conspiracy
like a
podcast.
Horror show.
You're right.
We should... Fuck the top five, I'm going to say it. Let's just do a conspiracy show.
Conspiracy show for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Welcome to Conspiracy Theories with Gareth.
Have you ever seen like the top five creepiest videos on YouTube and it's stuff like that? Like,
and you know what we're going to do is we're going to play a few songs before getting into this too much.
Are we going to?
Because we've not actually played any songs in a while, so we're going to crack on with this.
This is Mixed Signals.
Which song?
No, that's the name of the song.
Oh, by who?
The Night Cafe.
Ooh.
That was Waterfall by the Stone Roses. We've just been talking about all this whole deal.
Conspiracy.
I've gone on the Catch Me Outside's Instagram, and she has like this really weird text in her bio, and it says when you translate it, it says "Democracy is dying in the darkness," and then she's put two pictures on, and one of the pictures is of like a little kid, and it says. 13-year-old Tashin Abraham, which is like this kid, it says, has 3 college degrees, has been accepted to 2 universities, plans on becoming engineer, doctor, and medical researcher. Relatively unknown. And then it says, 13-year-old, and it has the Cash Me Outside girl. It says, dropped out of 7th grade, criminal record, barely literate, known for her attitude, has 7 million followers on Instagram. If you've ever questioned why America is in decline, think of this and the youth the media glorifies in this country.
I don't know, is that some kind of like Nazi stuff where they're just going to kill young people?
No, I hope not.
And then there's a picture after that, which is this face logo again, which is like a little mountain. And it says, democracy dies in darkness. And then it says, 1700, Reykjavik, Iceland.
Ooh.
And that was posted 6 hours ago.
Oh, that's... So if Iceland is, underwater or...
See, that's just creepy.
Taken away from...
But what's weird is the fact that she hasn't got her account back.
Is there no explanation to it? Maybe, honestly... Not as of yet. Maybe she's done it. Maybe there's some company...
She's not clever enough.
No, not her. Maybe that was a cover.
Maybe there's some company that's like, you've got now got 7
like
million
a
followers.
Press company or something.
Yeah, or to advertise a film or something. Because she's relevant, they've been like, right, we'll pay you 50 grand to take control of your Instagram account for a few days.
I can imagine that happening. Can you imagine? Because so many people are like this. They become meme famous by doing something really stupid or really silly.
I think she planned it off from the beginning.
I don't think she did, but there's a possibility that someone was smart enough to study what would make it
because since the whole Catch Me Outside thing, she's had a boyfriend. She's been in a fight on a train. She got threw off a plane with her mom. She's had a makeover. It's like everything she's done has been like important enough to break news.
She had a makeover. That's important, is it?
It got her followers. Now she's got 7 million followers.
That's crazy.
How crazy is that from like appearing on the news on Dr. Phil? It wasn't even.
That's more followers than like
me.
Than I don't know, like Carly Kloss or something. I think like
who's that?
Supermodel.
Mm, yeah.
At least supermodels work.
I think it is anyway. For the job. But like somebody like that.
She doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe she does. Maybe it was all a really, really intelligent ploy to get to like make a political statement.
I really want to find out what that is now.
There's got to be some more where
somebody's like analysed it.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to make a political statement, that is the best way to do it.
How far are you going to analyse the Catch Me Outside, How About That Girl's Instagram? No,
yeah, the hack, though. It's like,
I'm going to have a look.
There's got to be something. Or some... I don't know. It's just...
Yeah. I totally agree. It'd be so, so good if she'd done that from the start.
But
like,
I love how...
I don't think...
So that was posted 6 hours ago. 5 hours ago, The Sun wrote an article on Catch Me Outside, Girl, wows fans with dramatic makeover. Like, they didn't talk about the hack or the democracy thing. It was just about her makeover. That's The Sun.
It's a cover-up. It's a political cover-up. Trying to cover up the real stories out there.
Let's be honest, if the Illuminati were going to come to power, I doubt... I mean, who knows? But I doubt they'd use...
I don't know, I kind of feel
she's
like...
She's relevant,
good...
though, isn't she?
She's a good beacon of, like,
I've never
what's
heard of
wrong
her.
With the world.
Yeah.
If you were going to make a statement on what's wrong with the world, she's
it's
a good
her.
Place to
yeah.
go to.
Yeah, fair enough. That is a fair point. But there are so many people that are wrong with the world. They could have used Trump.
She's a very good example.
Of all the people in the world...
All right, fine. But she's more relevant to young people.
No, she's not.
She is.
She's also a more extreme version of Trump, let's be honest. She's got no talent.
Yeah.
She's getting paid a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
To do what?
Nothing.
At least Donald Trump's...
I see what you're saying.
The girl has set up an account, the actual Catch Me Outside girl, and put, my account got hacked, I'll be taking account back soon, follow this one until then.
Yeah, but then what happens when that one gets hacked? I don't understand how you get hacked, to be honest with you, to begin with. Because if you are capable of hacking anyone,
as well, just
why
say,
not hack someone of such political power like Trump, for example, or a huge...
That's too
huge,
easy.
That doesn't make sense.
And you've got to think, there's like the CIA and stuff involved with that. She's effectively a nobody in terms of security and
okay.
things.
Oh, so they've gone for someone that is able to reach people.
She's still
but
a public figure. Yeah, she's
of...
got 7 million followers.
Okay, that's not a bad.
But then it says here that she's estranged from her father, and he is
who isn't.
He is apparently trying to use her fame to raise money, and he set up a GoFundMe to get custody of her. And his goal is $250,000, and he's raised $2,500 so far. As if people are just asking for money.
Why?
People make a GoFundMe for like anything nowadays, yeah. Don't they?
Do you think do people actually fund them?
Yeah.
I'm going to create a GoFundMe page tonight.
Some do it for your Peru trip.
Yeah.
Someone did it for potato salad.
I'm going to Peru, by the way,
someone
guys.
Someone was
going to
make potato salad, and their goal was $2, and they raised like $250,000.
That is hilarious. You are joking. And they had a potato salad party.
And they had
honestly
make loads of potato salad.
If I was more, like, I don't know, because it was quite a long time ago. If it was now, I'd donate $2.
Really, for a potato salad?
It's funny, and that guy is intelligent. He took advantage of a new platform.
The problem is with that is that everyone then copied it and tried to emulate that, and it became old quick.
There's these kid YouTubers who are like, oh, $1,500 for a gaming PC would be nice. Oh. Is it that kind of a show now? Right by
it was
what was that?
What's that?
That's the Illuminati.
Oh, that's just creepy.
It's Illuminati.
Oh, do we leave? We're on radio.
Is it actually the fire
that's
alarm?
That's the fire alarm.
Yes. And it's not, it can't be a drill.
I mean, it can be a drill. We've been drilling it all day.
Have they?
Yeah, they were doing it in all the accommodation blocks.
Well, we'll see if people start walking past, but we might have to end the show quickly.
Right, so we're on.
We're about to do Billy Bob's Roundup as well. So,
and the fire alarm is going off.
Probably going to have to leave.
I don't think we will. Let's
do.
It's still going on.
Yeah, but what's the worst thing that can happen?
Oh, I don't know.
We burn. There's a real fire. That's,
I mean, we are, what, 10 feet from the front door?
I've just plugged my phone in to charge it as well.
If a fire starts, we open that door, we walk out into
the
fresh air, and we're fine.
If we go out, can we lock the door? So I'd have to carry that.
Yeah, we can do.
This is what we see, right? If the techs leave.
Well, this might not be.
Yeah. And the techs are not leaving, so. Hi, guys, we're currently on fire.
It's all good.
No, the fire's been put out.
The fire alarm's gone.
So.
Oh, what was that about?
Oh, I don't know, but people are starting to leave.
Hold on a second.
I'll go on to Billy Bob's film roundup whilst Reitz leaves and checks his burning status. So we'll go on. And
I don't think I'm in the mood for Billy Bob's film roundup.
It's time for Billy Bob's roundup.
After what we've just watched, that's too creepy.
That's creepy, is it? Reese, we've just been talking about that, and I've just played the Billy Bob's thing, which is the robot voice,
robot
and he just freaked out. The timing on that was so funny.
Oh, I wish I'd been here. Yeah, basically, what happened there, I just asked Steve, and Steve said it was just the Wednesday drill. I didn't know they did a Wednesday drill.
No, I didn't know they did a Wednesday drill at all.
And it was a very long fire alarm.
It was actually quite a long.
I'm not okay. After everything we've spoken about.
Are you not okay?
No.
I've got to
go home and write 1,500 words.
That's what it is.
You'll be alright.
The stress of an essay.
And I'm tired.
You'll be fine.
So,
don't worry
Billy
about
Bob's
it.
Yes, Will, I feel fantastic.
Play it again. I want to hear what it sounds like.
I can't play again, but we'll do it for Harold Lucius.
No, let me do it, because I want to hear it.
It's literally just the same.
Okay. Go on, then. You try and... I don't know how to get this done.
How long's the show been so far?
The show has been 43 minutes long, and I really don't... Yeah, there it is.
35
down,
minutes of that have been conspiracy theories.
I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, so...
Go on, you keep going with you.
Okay, so anyway, my roundup whenever he's done with it is... Google. I'm going to be doing the top 5 comedies. This is a very, very rushed list. And I've actually only got 4 because it's been so rushed. I didn't have time. I had 10 minutes at the beginning.
Hey,
of this.
I did top 5 African American actors off the top of my head.
Yeah, but I don't want to do a terrible.
And it was really good.
All right. Okay. So anyway, top 5. I'm gonna go with in 5th place, Bridesmaids, because in all seriousness, of all comedies I've ever watched, that is one of the funniest films I've ever
seen.
It's
not half bad.
It's
not a bad film.
I just don't know. Like, of all the films, I didn't think this one would be up there, but it definitely is. This is my probably top 5th favourite comedy of all time.
It's a different comedy film as well. It's like...
It's American comedy, and I don't like American comedy usually.
It's time for Billy Bob's Roundup.
Nowhere as well.
It's Scottish.
It's Scottish guy.
It's time for Billy Bob's film roundup.
I think Nicky gets Scottish text-to-speech. So Bridesmaids is at 5.
Yes,
I'll
Bridesmaids is at 5.
I'll give you Bridesmaids at 5.
Considering, like I say, I don't like American comedy, but that's number five. Going on to number four, I'm going to have to go with...
What was that out of 10?
Oh, I don't do it out of 10, I do it out of 5. So that'll be...
How many Melissa McCarthy's out of 5?
Oh, 3.5.
How many adorable Chris O'Dowd's out of 5?
It's 23.
Is Kristen Wiig in that film?
Yeah, she is,
ooh,
yeah.
How many Wiig?
Kristen Wiig's out of 5?
3.5. It's going to be 3.5 no matter what you say. I'm going to give it 3.5 out of
John
5.
Hamm in that film? John Hamm's in that film, right? How many John Hamms are?
Yeah, John Hamm's the arsehole, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he is actually at the beginning.
How many John Hamms out of 5?
John Hamels? Mm. I'm going to give him 3.5. 3.5 out of 5.
Okay. How many bridesmaids out of 5?
2.
Stop now.
So moving on to number 4, I'm going to go with Austin Powers.
Which
International
one?
Man of Mystery.
Boo. Well, the first one. See, I think Goldmember is the best one.
See, Goldmember is very funny.
Those films suck.
I love
what? Austin Powers is so funny. Austin Powers is not underrated. So it's not an underrated film. It's stupid, but it's so clever.
That's
and
what
it's
I mean.
So funny. And I'm going to give that 4.
It's good for just a
four.
What?
Four shags
groovy,
out of 5.
Baby.
4 shags out of 5.
I'm going to give it 4 shags out of 5.
This car called a Shaguar or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. I love that film. I love all of them. Out of all 3, I can't decide actually between.
The third one is my favourite, easy.
Third one? Goldmember is the third one, isn't it?
I love gold.
Gold.
Third place.
That's not terrible. I'm going to go with Airplane.
Good film.
Good
Airplane.
Luck. We're all kind of going.
Don't call me Shirley.
That's the worst.
Didn't know Sean Connery was in it.
Yeah. Sean Connery's in all the films he does an impression of. So yeah, Airplane. I'm going to give that 4.5 planes out of 5. So very, I'm really happy
four
with that.
4.5 inflatable autopilots.
Yeah. I was thinking like ninjas. Because of the pointless ninjas that run best. That was... And what was it? It's the bit with the old woman that's translating the African Americans' street talk. Do you remember that? Have you seen Airplane recently?
Oh, I've seen it in a long time.
You need to watch it again. I watch it like every year. It's so, so good. I love it. So, yeah, I'm going to give that 4.5 maybe.
4.5 Leslie Nielsen's.
Yeah. Of all the Leslie Nielsen films as well, that's probably my favourite. Of all like the Naked Guns, I like Naked Gun.
I haven't seen any of the Naked Guns.
Have you not? They're worth a watch. They're very, very good. Gareth's not seen them either.
I've seen one.
You've seen one.
You've not seen one?
I've seen one of them. I don't know which one it was. I've seen one of them.
Which one?
I don't know. I've seen a Naked Gun film.
Okay. I mean, I've seen many. I'm going to go with Hot Fuzz.
Good film.
Very nice.
Hot Fuzz, because it doesn't get old. No matter how many times you do it.
It will get old.
Well, you say that, but I don't think it does. Like, I really don't
think it
does.
35 years, it'll be an old film.
It will be.
Yeah, that is... Yeah, but no.
It'll
I don't think it
funny.
Gets old, I agree with you.
So, but anyway, yeah, I'm going to go with Hot Fuzz. And for my number one, I don't have one. So, I've left it open because
What's Hot Fuzz out of 10?
Out of 10? I mean, I'm going to give it 5 out of 5. So, I'm going to give it 9.5 out of 10.
Yarp.
It's just
York.
Can you think of a fifth one?
I can. Yeah.
Go on then. I'm curious what you guys think of your decent comedies. Like, of all the comedies out there, not shows wise, films, comedic films.
Anchorman.
Anchorman is not funny. Will Anchorman. Farrell is
funny
not a
film.
Funny man.
Will Farrell isn't, but Will Farrell is.
Not Steve Carell's the best character in that film. Not Steve Carell, Brick, but Steve.
Brick. Yeah. I'm Brick Tamlin. Years later, I would have an IQ of 37.
I like Lamp.
Mentally retarded. I've caught the wire in the.
I think we're gonna move on now, are we? For a little bit, and we're gonna play another song. Would you like to introduce the song, Reese?
Can we find?
Would you like to introduce the song, Reese?
This is A Young Understanding by Sundara Karma.
What time? It was like a country and then 5 o'clock.
We're running out of time very quickly.
We are running out of time.
In general,
yeah.
Just in life.
So we've got 8 minutes left
well,
of the show.
Well, we've got 2.5 hours until
let's
Reykjavik
kick
happens.
Off.
Oh, we're going to... No, yep, that's the one.
In a
it's Harold Lucius's British Collection Review.
See what happens when we can't have our idents.
Yeah, that's
when I leave my hard drive at home, this is what happens.
That's uncomforting.
So,
uncomforting.
So Harry's not here this week.
It's a shame, really, isn't it?
I'm going to do his... we don't have long to do it either because we've not got long of the show left. So,
we've got Reese's top five, really?
No, I'll do it as...
You're doing it as Harry. Harry's just walked in. There we go.
Hey, guys, I'm actually feeling a
little
better.
Oh, right, yeah. You feel a bit better, yeah? How's the...
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
You got to say... what's the word he says?
I mean, ask him. He's in the room.
What's that word you always say?
That word... Where do you always about? I don't know.
It's like, oh yeah, naturally. You always say naturally.
Naturally, yeah.
That's the one. Yeah, okay. So then, Harry, what are you doing for your top five today on Harold Lucas' top five?
Will. Yes. I actually was thinking about...
Yes, Haribo.
What I was going to do for top five.
It's going well. I like it.
Yeah.
So, I like how well your top five is going so far.
I don't know. I don't have a top five.
You don't have a top five for your top five?
You need to help me out.
Top five, stupid things that you like, because you like a lot
top
of stupid
five stupid things.
Things
you like. Okay, number five is my stupid Kurt that I only bought to piss Kieran off. I'm going to give that 4 Whitbees out of 5. number 4...
Come on,
superhero
Harry.
Films, a Lord of the Rings or something.
I'm going to go with number 4, lack of films, because I haven't seen that many films, like at all. I actually haven't seen any films ever.
You haven't, have you?
That'd be 4.5 out of 5. number 3,
This is going well.
I don't even know. I don't know.
You don't even know. No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh my! That is perfect.
That was spot on. Harry. That sounded just like you always do.
Oh God. Right.
Oh, it's Harry left.
Harry's left. Oh no, Harry, where are you going?
Harry. Don't leave.
Harry's left.
Don't.
He didn't even finish his top five.
Just shut the door on us.
And we've run out of time. Oh no.
Well, that was a very interesting and extremely unprepared show. Harry, please come back. It's a lot better when you're here.
Uncomfortable. I don't know about you guys.
I mean, you were always uncomfortable with me.
No,
in the
I was
room,
fine
so
when I walked in.
I think we should say goodbye.
I can't stop thinking about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, but you never stop thinking
next
about anything.
Next week, join
so.
Us for conspiracy theory talk.
If we're here, you know,
if we're here,
5 o'clock.
Yeah, you never know. So this is Conrad, Ben Howard. Goodbye.
In all fairness, this song has a lot of time before the actual words kick in.
That's a good point. So we're just going to chat for a bit over the song? Or
we still have to say goodbye at some point.
Saying goodbye? Oh, okay. So goodbye, I guess.
Bye, I guess.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you next
Bye.
Week.
See you next week. With Harry, preferably.
Yeah. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Feel better soon, babe. Feel better soon, babe. Feel better soon.